views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulous host, Deborah Lee.
Hello there, Daryl, my darling co-host, intuitive darling here. And we also have Pamela Hopkins of The Healing Fountain who is joining us today. She will be a regular monthly guest on the third Friday of every month. And today we're going to cover with Pamela topics such as dealing with setbacks, failure, and heartbreak in our lives, which Pamela has quite an extensive amount of experience as a therapist, as a life coach, and as a licensed social worker.
Yeah.
So Pamela, please, for our new listeners today, would you please tell them a little bit about yourself and your work here?
Yeah. Well, I'm so thrilled to be here with you, Dr. Deb and Daryl, and it's such an exciting time. And, you know, I am a licensed clinical social worker. I've been doing private practice with counseling for 25 years. In the year 2015, my private practice has made a radical change where I am incorporating much more of my holistic approach as a life coach. And I'm helping people to move into self-empowerment, lifestyle empowerment, and relationship empowerment. And what I want to share is when people feel these feelings of dealing with setbacks or failures or heartbreak or something that they're really challenged with, for me that means that everything that they've been exposing themselves to, everything that they've been subconsciously and consciously kind of dealing with within their life is ready to stop.
You know, Pamela, I don't want to sound like a canned commercial here, but as we share work here at the Healing Fountain with you, what you do with others is absolutely awesome. Those of you out there listening, I would love you to know that this woman is quite extraordinary. She's magical in the sense that a new client can come to her with some of the most intense issues to deal with, and she can, in her own intuitive style and using the healing energy that she does, she can tell you, oh, we're going to have this handled or wrapped up pretty good within, what, 3 to 5 to 10 sessions, but it's not like they're going to end up trapped on your so-called couch.
Well, I love what you're saying, and it's interesting that you are bringing that up. One of the girls that works in my front office at the Healing Fountain today, she turned around and she said, one of my clients' grandmother had called me today to thank me because her granddaughter, who was age 24, had tried to, she was in the process of almost committing suicide. She was taking a bath and she was ready to slit her wrist, and she could hear her two little daughters downstairs that were 3 and 1. And she had the courage to call the police first and let them know to please come and get her daughters because she didn't want them left alone.
Aww.
And long story short, they were able to get there before she hurt herself. And her grandmother, who is also an energy healer, brought her to me. And after the first visit, she was already shifted. She's had 3 visits with me. And her grandmother was calling today to say that she has turned her life around. She's no longer on medications. She's happy.
Oh, that's incredible.
And it happened after the first visit, and this beautiful young woman knew it, and I knew it right after the first visit.
Well, Pamela, that is really amazing, and you do hold a lot of workshops here. You hold a lot of classes where you are actually credentialing people to become
a life coach.
Yes, and it's groundbreaking methods that you're bringing to the front here.
Well, my go is, and I'm so blessed to be here at the Healing Fountain with you, doing the personal prophecy, you and Daryl. My go is that it's time for people to really know the truth of who they are, that they are more than just a body and mind. They are a body, mind, spirit, and soul, enmeshed in every breath with the Spirit of God. And I teach quantum physics and empowerment, that our thoughts and our feelings and our energetic vibration is creating a reality outside of us that is mirroring back to us through other people, through other situations, through other circumstances that show up, all the inner innocent parts of us that are ready to heal, to be nurtured, and to move into empowerment. So when really scary things happen, really big things that break our heart, they're happening and showing up for us to be able to take our power, take our faith, stand in the truth of who we are, and learn these steps that I'm teaching all my clients and everybody that I work with, how to hold the faith, how to take the steps, and how to recreate their reality.
Pamela, in doing all of that, what do you do when you face, say, a client that goes from, say, a calamity after calamity, and it seems that they're only attracting more scarcity, more loss, more misery? Mm-hmm. How do you help them shift?
You know, I love that, because when they, first of all, my schedule has gotten extremely busy because the proof is in the pudding, which is one of my favorite lines. So by the time that somebody comes into my door, somebody that loves them or cares about them has referred them to me. So they're very open to look at me and say, this is what's been happening, and they're very open to look at a new way. And so once they come in the door and they realize that this is happening over and over and over again, they're ready to surrender. They're ready to stop looking at the circumstances that are showing up outside of them and look at the innocent patterns of thoughts and behaviors that is creating their circumstances and repeated patterns over and over and over again.
And you know, Pamela, I have to say, we did not initially meet as colleagues. Daryl and I literally crawled in that front door when he received his devastating diagnosis. Mm-hmm. Not only did he have a huge kidney tumor, but he was facing losing the kidney. Plus, it had established its own blood supply off of the vena cava, the artery that he had. And when you remember, I even remember what you wore, but we came to you first.
That's fascinating.
As clients, and you became the beacon of hope for us. That day we walked out right after that first session, and you had done hypnosis on us, I knew that we had something to hope for.
I love it.
And you were actually the one, when you're calling, you got to see this woman, everybody, when she's calling in angels, they're coming in armies. And you made me not just believe or think, but know that he was going to survive.
Yeah. That was a beautiful day. I remember I was running a little late and you guys were sitting there, and I came out and introduced myself, and you were so sweet. You said, "Do you mind if Daryl comes back with me?" And I said, "No." And I said, I can put him on this wonderful biomat.
Yeah, I remember that.
Then we started working with your issue, and your issue was to open up and be this fabulous doctor of personal prophecy and get out your messages to so many people that you're helping. And then you just very casually said, "And Daryl is challenged right now with his health," and you mentioned the cancer. And so as I'm working with you, I go into an altered state. We call in all your angels, all Daryl's. The whole room is packed. I'm looking at you. I've got one hand going your way. Daryl's behind me on the biomat. I'm going the other way. And I was divinely told that day that Daryl would be fine. What was that, 2.5 years ago?
Yes.
Unbelievably.
3 years ago.
No? And all the symptoms started changing because, see, we shift into the parallel reality thousands and millions of times a day. And by shifting our consciousness into what we desire and holding that faith, and standing the test of just allowing God to give us what we always, always wanted, not being in fear, not holding on to the old patterns. So every year, every month, Daryl and you would come into the different seminars that I was
right.
giving, and Daryl would go back to the doctors, and what were they saying, Daryl?
Getting better.
Well, I don't know what you're doing, Daryl, but
that's
keep
right.
doing
Remember
it.
They said, whatever you're doing. You know, and it's amazing, medical community doesn't necessarily endorse alternative therapies, but let's hope for the future that they do.
Right.
When we come back after break here, Pamela, I would love for you to discuss your 7 steps
okay.
that you came
to personal empowerment.
That's
yeah.
right, that you came okay. prepared to share with
all
of us.
That would be great.
This is
right.
so exciting.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Pamela Hopkins, our special guest today. He's going to talk about her 7 steps of
personal empowerment.
Yay, love that. Well, Pamela, get us started. I'm very excited for this.
You know, one of the things that I really want to help people with is whatever is showing up on the outside that's really kicking our buns or really making us feel hurt or stuck or overwhelmed or fearful, whatever that is, our number one job is to change our focus to our thoughts and our feelings about this. And I think that it's really, really important for people to realize that outside circumstances is not creating those situations. It is our past learned thoughts and feelings that is sending out, every time we have a thought, every time we have an emotion, we have a vibration. If you are angry, your vibration is going to be a lot different than if you're sad or depressed. So these thoughts and these feelings are sending out like a projector outside of us, out in front of us.
Wow.
And everything that's showing up is the reflection of our vibration and our consciousness. So when things show up that make us feel unhappy or fearful or heartbroken, it's time to look inside and become awake and aware of our thoughts. So that's the first thing that I get people to realize, that they have some power here. They don't want to deal with outside circumstances. They have all powers from within.
Speaking specifically, how would this work in a situation? Say, here it is Friday afternoon, and they tell you, oh, by the way, you're get your pink slipped as of today.
Absolutely.
Or if your husband goes in for, say, a checkup and finds out you have cancer or something that seems like a life-altering event. Mm-hmm. How do you work with that?
I think that is such a real question. I love it when you just, you know, put it right out there. What has to happen is that whatever is showing up, one of the things that we need to know is that we are always safe. Life is always here for us. And God knows, with what happened with Daryl and you, and the things, when you really think about your childhood or my childhood, or most people, anybody that's listening to this show, they can look back and remember the times that really scary things happened and they were safe. Life is here for us. So when these big things happen, most of them, whether you're getting fired or, you know, your health happens or you have this breakup, your husband or your wife comes to you and says, we're done. A lot of things have already been kind of showing their patterns, but we've been ignoring them. And so when we go inside and we realize what's going on inside of us and we take our power back. And how do we take our power back? We become awake and aware of our feelings. And one of the things that I talk about is that when you have scary, really scary feelings or heartache or fear or disappointment, that one of the things that I help people to do is to go inside and to do some breathing techniques with these feelings, breathing in love, compassion, and peace, especially when you don't feel it. Especially when you're really angry, especially when you're really scared and heartbroken. And that is breathing in the light and the love of God, the light and the love of the universe or something bigger. And after a while, you start diffusing these fearful feelings and then you start getting clarity. And when that happens, Deb, you start getting these messages. You start getting this nudge that you're supposed to do something or you're supposed to change something. And then you're starting to be guided.
It's like a connection to the divine.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's a little more than a nudge. It's a kick in the butt.
For me, I love what you just said, Daryl, kick in the butt. Because for me, that heartbreaking or fearful thing that's coming on so strong is there for you to wake up and realize the way that you're thinking, the way that you're feeling, the things that you're putting up with, the things that you're not doing for yourself, it's time for you to make a change. And when you realize that change is going to happen and it's going to happen for you and you take the ride, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like being in the flow.
Wow.
It's like being in the flow. So once you can allow yourself to feel your feelings, we run from feelings all the time. We run when somebody breaks our heart or somebody
yeah.
makes us angry or we don't understand what's going on. We're going out to get drunk. You know, we're going to work ourselves to the bone. You know, we're going to start smoking the cigarettes or start eating or start. Or the other thing that we always do is we wallow in it and we build it up and enmesh it. Can you believe that this happened
You're
to me?
You're so true, and obsess on it.
And then what happens is we get really, really caught up in the circumstance instead of being empowered. Most people think if they can change the outside situation, then everything's going to change. So I do my analogy, if you don't mind, mm-hmm. about going to the movie theaters. Did I talk to you about mm-hmm. Magic Mike and Inside
Out? Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I always say when something big's going on, you've got to think of your life like a play or a theater that's going on outside of you. So I tell the story about taking my two little sweet granddaughters, age 8 and age 6, to the movies. And we're going to go see Inside Out. And as a licensed clinical social worker, I'm very excited because it's about emotions. So we get up to the concession stand. We spend our normal 40, 50 bucks. Everybody's sure. out there. Stuff. We go in, we sit down. I'm excited. I'm looking at the little girls, one on each side of me, and I'm saying, this is about emotion, sweetie. And they're looking at me and eating their popcorn. All of a sudden, the big stage opens up, and here comes Magic Mike and all the hot, sexy guys. And they come out and they start stripping their clothes off, and I'm like, my mouth is dropped. I've got both hands on both of the little girls' eyes next to me, and I'm going, oh, my God. And this is what we do in our life, Deb and Daryl. We look at the screen, and we start yelling, Magic Mike, you and all those hot, sexy guys, get off the stage. Magic Mike, don't you see what you're doing to me and my granddaughters? And we think that Magic Mike's going to listen. Magic Mike can't hear us. That's what's going on in the world. The bosses that fire us don't hear us.
No, they don't.
The men that are, or women that are having affairs, the cancer or the disease inside of us cannot hear us. So what do you have to do? You have to take your power. So I take a deep breath. I go to the parts of me that are scared and Magic Mike, and I take that breath, and I say, what do I need to do? And, of course, my angels, which you were talking about a minute ago, show up, and they whisper, you went in the wrong door, Paula. Go into the next door. So we get up, and we go to the new theater. We sit down, and we have a great time.
Oh, there you go.
You'll always get the message. What were you saying earlier about what you had just read about the angels? I love this story.
Actually, I was meditating, and it was an angel-inspired meditation. And the voice that was speaking said, when you are facing a crisis in your life or you're going through very difficult moments, your angels are actually as close as they'll ever be to you because they're guiding you, but they also don't want you to have experiences that were not intended for this particular lifetime. So they will guide you through the forest or
I love that.
The mountain. That
I think the biggest, there's two things that I want people to hear before we go on our break. And one is that every really that we're always safe, that we have never lived in a time where it's 2015 and there's a big, big shift that's happening now. And I mean, biblically it's called, the end of an old time. I call it the awakening to all our gifts. And I literally had a dream night before last about, I was standing in my dream, and I love this dream, and I was standing there, and I saw Jesus Christ walking up behind me, and I was just standing there very quiet, noticing that he was coming, and he walked right into my full essence, and I'm standing there, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's Christ consciousness, and then I looked down, and when I looked down, there was, the dirt was starting to move, and there was a teaspoon, like a baby teaspoon that was forming, and it started floating up to my lips. And I thought, oh, I think I'm supposed to taste this dirt spoon. And I kind of put it on my lips. And the minute I touched the spoon, my eyes opened. It's 4:30 in the morning, and I'm wide awake. And I went, oh, my God, what happened? What happened? And I heard Mother Earth is nurturing you and grounding you as you and everybody else enter into the Christ consciousness state that we are really awakening to. And what that means is that we have been, we are awakening now to know that we have all the gifts, all the powers that Jesus told us, and we're awakening to know that the essence of God is right inside of us, waiting for us to take command and be able to, with pure faith and love, design and create and manifest the life that we deserve.
Now, do you think, though, for some people, they'll have to hit rock bottom in order to open themselves to that?
Well, you know, we could call it rock bottom, but honestly, what I think it's some of us are a little hard-headed, Deb. And some of us, I mean, I personally have been on my knees praying in front of the picture of Jesus at least 3 to 4 to 5 times in my life, sobbing, saying, I want to find a better way. Luckily, now I'm empowered enough and know the steps of personal life coaching and spiritual life coaching to awaken without having to be so devastated.
All right. We're going to be back here in a few minutes. We're going to take our first caller when we get back.
And Pamela, we can't wait to hear the rest of,
yes,
of your points.
Oh, right. Thank you.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back.
Hey, welcome back. All right.
Well, why don't we take a call, Daryl?
All right.
Pamela, we'll
okay,
work on this together.
All right. Let's talk to Sharon from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Hello.
Hello, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
We're very good and so glad that you called in to talk with us today.
How can we help you?
I'm glad to talk to you guys, too. I was just calling to ask about, basically, I was just wondering what my cards hold for the future, and just if I could get a reading from
you
guys.
What would you like the cards to hold for your future?
In
is it a relationship? Would it be in your career?
So more of career-wise, I would say, and also relationship-wise.
Are you in a relationship now as I shuffle your cards?
No, I'm not.
All right, so...
Are you in the, like, the artsy area in your work?
No, I'm not. I am in, a very, like, science-based, like, research work and, yeah, a science-based undergrad.
Okay.
Okay.
And are you trying to get a direction of which way you're going to go?
Yeah, I'm just trying to see, like, how things are going to be for me in the future.
Okay.
Now, for those of you who are just joining us and aren't totally familiar with what we do, I am the only living subject matter expert for this particular method of perceiving the future from an ordinary deck of playing cards. My grandmother did teach this to me over 30 years ago, and I will tell you that it's mind-boggling sometimes the amount of energy and opportunity that the cards can hold. The thing to remember, though, is it's all based on potential.
often we think, well, I have about as much potential as, say, the room I'm sitting in. But the cards will say, oh, my dear, you have way more potential than that.
I love that.
It's as big as the galaxy.
I love that.
So for her in this particular situation, her life is going to be perceived as an immense sea of opportunity. And I just love that when I have the I've got goosebumps looking at her cards.
I love it.
Wonderful. Well, first of all, I'm seeing, we'll talk about the career path first. I'm seeing for Sharon that she is going to walk a path that will have little twists and turns, only leading her to what her true calling is. I feel that she's on the right path, but it's going to develop into something much larger, more impact as far as the science world that she's in.
I love it.
There could be many breakthroughs that this young lady will be responsible for. Now, on the more personal / romantic side, what she doesn't expect right around the corner is a wonderful relationship coming her way. And it's full of abundance.
Okay.
It's full of, oh, lots of.
Are you getting that this person would be somebody at her work?
Yes.
That's what I'm getting, too.
Yes.
That's what I'm getting, too.
Oh, okay.
So, Sharon, how does this resonate for you? Do you like it?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds pretty good. Obviously, I'm open to anything that comes my way. So that does sound pretty nice. And, yeah, I guess it's nice to know that, you know, you're on the right path.
Absolutely. You know, you have many, many admirers. You may not even be aware that so many would love to approach you. But you know, it's as if you've been blessed by the universe to, instead of attract a bunch of, well, shall we say, you know what I'm talking about. You've managed to sidestep relationships where they would never have culminated into something fruitful for you.
Yeah, they wouldn't have been a good match for your goals and where you want to be and where you're going in the future.
Exactly.
Which is really cool.
I feel she's going to undertake a specific project, a field where there hasn't been a lot of work done, and it's going to sit in her heart that she is
going to have breakthroughs.
Yes, breakthroughs. Very much so.
Yes.
So, and there's a lot of conjecture around this. It's as if it's not been very well accepted. I'm having a hard time putting a specific word to it.
I don't know. When you started talking about your research, I just kept seeing like this, and I know it's probably what you're doing, but the discovery of cells and and biology and making big shifts in that arena. And well, I'm a big quantum physics girl here, so I really see you really understanding the quantum physics of how cells work and how they function in a quantum physics reality. And I think that would be very exciting for you.
I do too. What do you think,
that's
Sharon?
That's very true, yeah. No, I think I agree with everything that you said. I think that's extremely interesting.
You will not believe the strides you're going to make over the next 20-year period. It's like leaps and bounds.
What I love about this relationship that you're going to be in is this particular person is going to understand your work. You're going to be able to fluently talk about it and have an excitement together. So it's going to be just a really nice blend for you. I don't think you're going to have to work hard for things.
Not at
Sharon.
All.
And I think you're working hard is just doing following your heart.
Exactly. She has gorgeous cards. Look at this. You know, I'm not seeing roller coaster rides and, you know, that sort of thing. It looks like a very clear-cut path for you. It will have twists and turns, but they're good. They will bring her to an ultimate destination. Home, family, children, it's all here. Mm-hmm. And sharing a life with a like. Pardon me?
I mean, I don't intend on having kids or getting married, but that's nice to know, I guess.
Well, it's funny how things can change, especially when we meet our true soulmate. I'm definitely perceiving that there are children in your future, but you don't have to worry about that now. That's
it might be a package deal. You never know.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, that is true, I guess, Okay.
You have very dynamic cards,
actually.
A beautiful future ahead of you, my dear.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. stay in touch.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Thank you very much. It was nice talking to you guys.
Yes, oh, you too. Welcome.
Take care, Sharon.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I love it when the cards just show such an easy
hers
road.
Is like an open book.
And I think that's what's really important about being able to talk to somebody. Sometimes we just need that inspiration.
You know, I agree. Yeah. And enough to spur you on in an inspiring kind of way where now she can manifest all these things.
See, what we've done in the past is we have looked outside of us hoping that will happen. Personal prophecy is kind of like the angels coming in and guiding the cards and giving you the messages with the cards using your intuition. And then when you give people these pathways that they can look forward to, the next step is to open up to all possibilities.
Exactly.
And when you open up to all possibilities, that's called shifting into a new parallel reality.
My grandmother used to put it, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible.
That's it. That's it. And what we're learning to do now is to shape our reality the way we want it. So for her to feel that she's in the right field, that she's going to do something rewarding and exciting and the right relationships just going to blend all in the middle of it. What she's doing, what you gave her right then was part of the personal life coaching. And that is to be having the, like the green card, the go for it feeling of I'm going to start using my imagination and fantasizing. Because when we do that, that is the connection with our higher
self.
You
always said it, it's an inside job.
It's an inside job. Yes.
Well, shall we try another call?
Sure, let's try another call. Let's take Kashmira from Calgary also.
Calgary.
Hello.
Are we saying your name right, honey? Is it Kashmira?
Yeah, it's Kashmira, but you can just call me Cash. That's fine.
All right. Okay. Well, nice to meet you, Cash.
I love that name. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely easier.
Yeah.
Well, what can we do for you today?
Okay, so recently I was in a really long relationship. It lasted about like 3 years, and I had my life very planned out. Like, ever since I was a kid, I wanted to like be really successful. Well, then by like 25, 26, get married, have kids. But lately, I've been going through a lot of shift, so I'm just wondering if it's good.
Did
shift
you say
or
shifts
bad?
Or shift?
Shifts, not yeah. Shit.
Okay.
Well,
okay. And what's going on? What are the shifts?
It's just a lot of things have changed. Like, my relationship ended, and then, like, a lot of things have been changing, so I just want to know what the future holds.
How do you feel about the relationship ending?
Well, we were together for 3 years. And then, I don't know, it just wasn't working out. I felt like we definitely drifted apart. And then some things were done on both sides,
right,
which weren't the best to the relationship. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was really long.
One of the things that I want you, this is Pamela Cash, but one of the things I want you to know is that when we kind of have a vision of what we want, whether it's with one person or a job or certain situations and things start to shift, remember, things are going to start showing up for you to be able to have more than what you actually even imagined. And sometimes these things are happening to help us expand and grow more. So if you can look at this relationship, and you can realize that maybe you're on the right path of what you want, but you're ready to expand to more. So
I'm getting transformation all over the cards here.
Yeah.
That if she could think of herself as in the stages of a butterfly.
I love it. Like going through a metamorphosis.
Exactly.
So I think that this guy has been a great beginning of what you want. And now you're ready, no offense, to just move to more of what resonates with you, more of what feels like it's going to be everything you've ever desired.
Yeah, because Cash, what I perceive from the cards is that you are taking a path that is all about discovering who she is.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Deb, let's hold that thought for a
minute. Yeah, that's so true. Yeah.
Okay. All right, hold
on. Cash, hold on. We're going to come right back to you after we take a break here. Just hold on. We'll give you the full answer here in a few minutes.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
All right, welcome back. Let's go back to Cash and get this awesome reading that she's got here laid out in front of her.
As I was saying, I really feel that she's in a process of transformation right now, Pamela, and I know that this is truly up your alley as far as helping mm-hmm. those who are facing a shift, how mm-hmm. to...
So, Cash, this would be my question for you as a life coach and an energy therapist that wants to help you to actually go through this metamorphosis of shifts. What has been the hardest emotional part of this breakup with this guy? What's the emotional feelings? Is it fear? Is it that things aren't turning out the way I thought? Fear of the unknown? I thought this was going to be ABC, like you said. What's the feeling?
Maybe it's a mixture. Yeah, I thought it was going to be ABC, you know, like,
mm-hmm. okay,
I just thought
so
everything,
right now,
like,
right
in
now,
my
you're
life,
feeling
like, a year ago, sorry?
I'm sorry, what?
Since like last year at this point, if you ask me this, I'd be like, wow, everything's set. I've got the guy. I've got the life path. And now I just feel like I don't know anymore, you know?
All right. So I want you to do me a favor, okay? Because I want to send you some energy healing and I want to help you through this process, okay? Because everything is showing up for you. Okay, so I want you to just sit there. I want you to turn your palms up on your lap. And I want you to just do a repeat with me and say, every inner part of me is really scared and is in the unknown. Can you say that?
Yeah. Every inner part of me is really scared of the unknown.
And I thought I had everything planned out.
And I thought
I had everything planned out.
Okay. And I thought I had everything planned out.
And now the universe and God has got a much bigger plan for me.
And now the universe and God has got a much better plan for me.
And it's going to be really good.
And it's going to be really good.
So I'm going to breathe in love and faith and peace. So
thank
I'm
you.
Going to breathe in. Can you say that?
I have to say it. Okay. And I'm going to breathe in love and faith and peace.
And now I want you to take a slow, deep breath. And I'm sending you all the way up there to Calvary. Is that where you're going? Calgary, love, faith, and peace. And I want you to take another slow, deep breath right now. Love, faith, and peace. And I want you to say, all of my dreams.
All of my dreams.
Are still here for me.
Are still here for me.
I'm just allowing the highest possibilities.
I'm just allowing the highest possibility.
So I can get more than I ever even imagined.
So I can get more than I ever even imagined.
Take a deep breath. And honey, your angels got both hands on both of your shoulders. And she's saying to you, she's got your back. That you're safe, all the innocent little girls inside of you that need this feeling that everything's going to be okay. It is your job now to breathe in love, faith, and peace. And allow the miracles to start showing up for you. Can you allow that, Cash?
Yeah, of course.
Good. Take another deep breath.
And I would like to add something for Cash.
Yes.
Cash, I definitely see in your reading here that within this next 3-year period, I am seeing a fantastic man coming into your life. I see a little boy, and I see a home built on every kind of hope and dream that you've ever had. It's all going to come. Let yourself, like Pamela's helping you, let yourself heal now. That's important. So Pamela, I'm going to turn it back
to you. Yeah, just this is your homework. When you feel the fear, you feel the unknown, you turn your palms up and you breathe to those emotions, love, peace, and compassion, and that all is well. And I promise you, you're going to expand, you're going to shift, and you're going to have everything you ever desired.
Oh, thank you so much.
Please stay in touch with us. We'd love to hear how things are going, hon, okay?
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much, Bess.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Your only job is to nurture from within, okay?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Oh, that's sweetheart. Yeah.
Thank you, Cash.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, honey.
And know that you have an angel with you all the time. She's always with you.
Well, Pamela, but we're running really short on time. I know we have, I believe it's Casey in Illinois waiting for us. But I would like to send out...
Hi, Casey. I love you.
I'd like to send out to Casey, since we've run short on time, would you please email me, and I will be delighted to give you an email reading, or we'll talk on the phone, please. All right, and in the meantime, we'll wrap this up and say, well, Pamela, I hope we got pretty close on your 7 points.
Yeah, we got pretty close.
Would you like to do a little
wrap up? what I want people to know is that just like with Cash, as she nurtures from within all the parts of her, all the fears, all the unknown. And, you know, I get with Cash that she really wanted to have what she didn't have when she was a little girl. Mm-hmm. And that was that ABC, everything's going to be okay. And I think the ABC is like the, you know, the little girls that are saying A, B, C, D, let's just make it easy. And what I want everybody to know that when these times come up where we're really tested in our faith and we hold the faith every single time, we're going to be rewarded. But along with holding that faith is opening up to possibilities. I would like to see Sharon and I would like to see Cash really start using their imagination and seeing that dream job and that dream guy and seeing the relationship. I want Cash to see that house, but I want her to see it bigger. I want her to see that guy you're talking about. But even more charming and more exciting, the last relationship.
I would love to see them join us next week because I'm going to share the powerful visualization that we work with, and they can really take advantage of this. And since we are running really short, first, Pamela, thank you so much. I love when you're here with me.
I love you too. I love both of you. It's just like home, isn't it?
It is. It really is. Also, Daryl, of course, you're adorable, yes. And we all love you.
And so are you, my dear.
Thank you. I'd like to encourage everybody, if you haven't gotten it yet, please go get from, if you have an Android or an iPhone, get the app for called Psychic Love Doctor. You'll be able to give yourself readings morning, noon, and night. Totally free.
You just ask a question and push the button,
yes,
right?
And it's so cool. It gives you, and you know, it's scary accurate. I even use it myself before I go into meetings or different situations. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how it will just give me.
I think it's just the faith of you going into the personal prophecy and it's starting to just really... It's like the spirit is right there with us all the time, and I love that. What a great opportunity for people.
I think we're living in an amazing time
when, like you said,
people are waking up. We are all finding that we have, you know, I teach this method of card reading, and I say to everyone, you have the ability to perceive the future. These are simply tools. This deck of playing cards.
I love it.
Simply tools that help us to use our own intuitiveness.
And also you can arrange an email or on the phone reading through our website, psychiclovedoctor.com.
Very good.
And
we have classes. If you're local, please get in touch. Give us a call. Come on in.
Local in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
There you go.
Yeah.
and if you're not, we'll send you the info so you can learn anyhow.
That's right.
Get in touch with us.
This has been an amazing hour.
Thank you so much.
Yes, it has.
You know, I think that it's such a blessing for these girls to be able to have this support. And they're going to see the proof in the
pudding. Really think you're right. I do. And you know something else? Well, Daryl and I, we both love to say, we just love WBLQ.
Yay! See y'all next week.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.